Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Box office, just really quickly here. Superman has saved the day for DC Studios.
I heard this. This is a big deal.
$122 million domestic opening. And $217 million globally, so in total. They're at $217 after 1 week, which is great. They spent $225 making the movie. Marketing was on top of that. So they may need to get to $300 million,
which they will.
Seem like they're going to have any trouble with that. James Gunn's tentpole appears to be succeeding in rebooting the Warner Brothers on DC. They say that DC's really been struggling. And they've got a whole, Jurassic World Rebirth is at $500 million globally.
Is that Warner Brothers too?
That is unclear. Let me see. Hold on, I have it.
Because Warner Brothers has had some, like the
No, that's Universal.
Okay, yeah. The Wonder Woman movies, I don't think did as good as they hoped.
Nobody wants to see a woman save the world.
The lead. Duh. No, I actually do want to see that. I think they did a terrible job with the script. Like, just really bad. She plays that role perfectly. Looks great. Is great in the spot. It's just the movies aren't great.
James Gunn says, new Wonder Woman movie is being written right now. This is from a few weeks back. But they are saying Wonder Woman's being written. The movie would be in addition to an HBO series about Wonder Woman's home of Themyscira. I don't know how you say the name of her island. Themyscira. I thought it was the Isle of Lesbos, but maybe not.
The Isle of Lesbos?
I don't know. Themyscira. It just doesn't sound
familiar. I don't remember that either.
Anyway, he says it's moving along slow, but it is moving. They're writing it and putting it together. It would be a fresh start for the character. Apparently, it would be a recast.
So a recast.
They
just really didn't do that lady any justice. She was perfect
great.
In the role, but the movies weren't what they could have been.
Yeah. Set her up to fail.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to say no to it? This is my chance to be Wonder Woman.
Right.
And I look great, and I'm ready, and then the script is...
In a way, one of the things that if there was anything I didn't like about her is that I wish she was like 7 to 10 years older when she played it. Like, to me, Wonder Woman was a mature, grown woman. Like, because I grew up with the Linda Carter one. And like, Gal is a little bit too fresh faced. But I agree with you that they just didn't give her the vehicles that she needed to be successful in that. Because, you know, if they had, I guess she's probably 10 years older now than she was when she played that for the first time.
Yeah, she's 40 now. And she was in her early 30s.
That's right.
I think
she's having babies and they were green screening out her stomach during it.
I'm sure this is probably a non-statement, but Linda Carter is truly one of the most beautiful women to ever be born on the
preach.
Holy.
I'm with you.
I could see anybody going, I don't want that role. No, thanks.
I know.
Nobody can fill that get up like Linda Carter did.
She just pulled it in a way that doesn't seem humanly possible. Like Linda Carter at the old, what was her name? Diana Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She was so, so good in that role. Anyway, they're working on it. James Gunn, who just got done putting Superman together. Let me give you the box office for this past weekend. So Superman, obviously, number one. I only have the domestic numbers, so $122 million in North America, $40 million for Jurassic World Rebirth. So it was a good, theaters were happy. F1 the movies at $13 million for the weekend. It's been out 3 weeks. It's in third place. And it's made in the States $136 million. How to Train Your Dragons in fourth place with about $7.8 million. Elio, the disappointment.
It's not. It's a good movie.
Been out 4 weeks. It made just under $4 million, $63 million total for North America. Let me see.
That's it?
Yep. Hold on.
I've seen it twice already.
Listen, worldwide, domestic and international, $117 million.
Wow.
I know. I knows it.
Hmm. Hey, don't forget.
Yeah.
Your homework is due this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Bob's Movie Club. The movie is
That's your
time
homework.
After time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mission Impossible. That's been out for 8 weeks. It's in eighth place. We made $1.4 million. I'm actually really surprised at how that hasn't performed all that well. Let me look at that's total take. Total worldwide is over half a billion. It's almost at $600 million. So I guess that's...
Maybe people are in my same shoes, which is I love the Mission Impossible movies. I'd been waiting for the next one to come out, but every movie we go see is for the kids.
Yeah.
That's it. So I will see that when it comes to my house.
Elio. Mm. Sorry, Pixar. You know, we'd be happy to try to help you out with your next movie. We'd love to get back in the good graces.
It wasn't a miss at all. Like, I don't know if the marketing was amiss or if there's some weird politics in play that I don't know about, but I thought it was spectacular. Really good.
It could easily have been the Lilo and Stitch of it all.
There's that,
too. You know,
too.
If you're that only going to the movies once.
A phenom. That thing is, hold on, let me get the, we talked about this earlier today, too, didn't we? Lilo and Stitch
I think you said it's the number one movie domestically.
Of the year. $414 million domestically and worldwide $994 million. It is just away from, I'm sure next weekend it'll cross $1 billion. So Walt Disney's psyched about that one. That's the live action one. I think they've already greenlit like a Lilo and Stitch 2.
Of course they did.
Live action, right. Yes, we'd love more money. Go ahead, make that for us.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.